Changing Lanes, the official podcast of BMW. Welcome to this episode of Changing Lanes, the official podcast of BMW. I'm Jonathan Tilley.
And I'm Nikki Shields.
And today on the podcast, we are talking about the model of success. And what model would that be, you might ask? Well, none other than the BMW X. I mean, come on. The X became the symbol of an entirely new vehicle category in the late 90s, and it's been going strong ever since.
Oh, yes, it has indeed. And actually, if we want to get into the facts and the figures of it, in 2020 alone, around 250,000 X's have been sold worldwide,
wow.
Which is pretty mega, really.
Totally.
And actually, one in every eight newly delivered BMW model was either a BMW X5, X6, or X7.
Wow.
Now, we could talk for hours on end about the X, but, we're all busy people, aren't we? And we want to keep this podcast relatively short and sweet. So actually, today's episode is going to focus on the fantastic features of the X and also why we get excited and why you should be as excited about them as much as we are.
Exactly. You said the word focus, and I think that's what I'm definitely going to need, just to focus, because this is just so exciting. Okay. So these special features, they've made the X so super popular and successful on a worldwide scale, like you said, Nikki. And for so many years so, of course, we want to share with you some of our all-time favorites. So let's just dive on in. We're going to start with the X5. All right. A little bit of background info. Generation 1 was the E53 in 1999. Generation 2, the E70 in 2006. Generation 3, F15, 2013. And Generation 4, G05 in 2018. So what makes a BMW X so special, right? I just listed off these four different generations. Why is it so exciting? Why is it so special? Well, starting a new vehicle class of off-road four-wheel drive, that is no easy task, right? And first impressions, you know, they're the most lasting. So the X5 was the very first BMW X model, the world's first sports activity vehicle, or SAV. And rather than an SUV, to emphasize its on-road ability despite its size, right? So this was a phenomenal first impression right out of the gate. Now, the first special feature dropped with the X5 and left all other SUVs in the dust. And that is the driving dynamics. Yes, it can do off-road, obviously. That's a given, right? But as drivers, we like to have options. And this ticked everyone's boxes. So power transmission to all four wheels was deployed by BMW, not merely to just optimize the traction on unpaved roads and in adverse weather conditions, but also to enhance driving dynamics when taking bends, right? This is just mind-blowing. And the innovative combination of traction, dynamics, and comfort that characterized the first generation BMW X5 was in overwhelming demand, above all in the USA. Now, the X models come primarily from the US factory in Spartanburg, so there you go, right?
Yeah, it really did capture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really did capture everybody's imagination. And I always remember my next door neighbor got one.
Really?
He had it in it was a sort of dark navy blue with a cream leather interior.
Ooh.
And I used to if I could at any opportunity, get in it. I never actually drove with him anywhere. Well, I just used to sit in his car. In his X5, but it was the coolest thing. And he actually kept it for years.
Did he?
He had it for about 20 years. It's amazing. I think they only recently got rid of it.
That's fantastic.
It was a bit of history, I think, there.
Exactly.
So moving on from the X5 to the X3, because since the X3 launched its Gen 1 in 2003, we've had two more generations, one in 2010 and one in 2017. And of course, there's also the new iX3, which we'll get into that a little bit later because that's the all electric version. But I think more features that came out with the X3 were things like its compact dimensions. There was more agile handling. You know, it was obviously a bit smaller than the X5 and therefore it could be a bit more agile. And there was this new kind of permanent power transmission to all four wheels. And that was intelligent BMW xDrive,
yeah.
Which is a phrase we love to say. And I think we all know that feeling when you get into a new car, you're on the road for the first time. And well, you notice very, very quickly what it can and what it can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And there really is nothing like agile handling that just, it gives you so much joy to drive. And I think it makes both on-road and off-road adventures really, really exciting. And just generally, you have more fun in the car, but you also have more control while driving, and your sort of entire experience both on and off road. Then, of course, with the intelligent xDrive, you've got things helping you navigate tough roads by, you can adjust the power distribution between each individual wheel using an electronically controlled gearbox and multiple plate clutch system, which is super, super clever. And actually something that I think is really, really cool is that it constantly monitors the speed of each wheel. So if it detects any wheel slip instantly, then your xDrive will cut in, it will send power to the other wheels, and it will just immediately give you better traction and a better driving experience. And well, you know, growing up in England where the winters are pretty brutal, this is definitely a feature that I really liked.
Most definitely. Fantastic. So let's move on to the X6. Oh man, I've got a story to tell, but a little bit later about the X6. So generation one was called the E71, came out in 2008. Two in 2014, called the F16, and generation three, the G06, in 2019. But in 2007, before the first generation ever came out, sporting elegance met powerful presence when the X6 was revealed, even before it came out, and it literally shook the world by storm. Now, the permanent four-wheel xDrive technology featured on this model, the X6, was complemented for the very first time by dynamic performance control, which additionally allowed variable power distribution between the right and the left rear wheels. So Nikki talking about each wheel in the X3 being able to have a little bit of energy go there, this is just adding on top of it, right? So this is fantastic. But in the rear wheels, it was the first sports activity coupe, or SAC, so it has a pioneering role in the field of SUV coupes in general, and also in the field of innovative BMW active hybrid technology. Now, the iconic sloping roof is just beautiful. It added to this new look, making it look more like a coupe, but never doubting for a second that the power under the hood made it stronger and fiercer than ever before, right? So don't judge a book by its cover. The roof is beautiful, but what was under the hood, oof.
And I think it made it instantly recognizable as well, that sloping roof. You just, you know, you can see an X6 from miles away. You can see it coming. It's such a standout, iconic look.
And that is what I'm going to say it now. I can't hold back. I was
tell me your story.
Talking about the X6 because it was the sloping roof, right? So I was driving around. There's a roundabout and all these different avenues of traffic coming in. And an X6 in the black vermilion, which we'll get to in a second. It was just breathtaking. It was on the roundabout. And luckily, I was stopped waiting to get into the roundabout so I could see everybody just slow down, stop, and stare. It was just a moment where everybody was taken aback just by the sheer beauty of it. So that sloping roof is truly remarkable, really catches the eye. And then the black vermilion, which we'll get to later on in this podcast, is just jaw-dropping.
So I've got a story. I had an ex-boyfriend who had an X6 relatively early on when they first came out, and it was in matte black. Mm. And I'm pretty sure I was more in love with his car than I was with him. Which isn't the great base of a relationship, is it?
No, but I'm not going to need that much imagination to actually understand where you're coming from.
At least he had good taste.
Good taste, you know.
Anyway, we're not there anymore.
Well, speaking of design, the team actually didn't stop there. The second generation of the X6 Sports Activity Coupe, it presented itself with even more design presence and enhanced sportiness, plus a wealth of its luxurious interior ambiance and innovative equipment features. And for example, the third generation of the X6, which came out in 2019, it has a very special feature that was added in, and that is the semi-automated driving. Now, the semi-automated driving includes driving assistance professional with steering wheel and lane guidance assistance, lane change and emergency stop assistance, or also the tracking assistance with active side collision protection. I mean, it's just out of this world. And a little bit of boldness added to it as well with a head-up display and lighted kidney grille.
Jinx, double reaction there. Very nice.
Real nice, real nice.
Well, let's move on to another X model, the X1.
Yes.
Now, that came on the scene back in 2009. We had the Gen 1 and then the Gen 2 a few years later in 2015. And, well, actually one feature, well, I say one, it was kind of four features in one that made a real phenomenal first impression right out of the blocks was the X1's versatility. It had sportiness. It had this really high degree of agility and cutting edge functionality. Mm. And again, you know, you instantly noticed that as soon as you got in the car and drove it. So I think the BMW X1 really, it kind of stands out above all the others due to its compactness, but then it has that versatility and sportiness when it comes to the drive. So really, it became a bit of a forerunner of its segment, that sort of compact SUV, which is now such a big trend. You know, God, every car that seems to be launched at the moment is a compact SUV. Yeah. And actually, the X1 was kind of the original one back in 2009, which was well ahead of the curve. And of course, it's the cheapest and smallest of all X models. But exactly. Still, it wasn't the firstborn.
Exactly. Not bad. Right. Now, I just got to jump in here and just mention all X models, they are now available as hybrids, apart from the iX3 and the iX, which are electric cars. I mean, that's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, so good. And I'm kind of excited about talking about the iX3 and iX, but we are going to get on to those a little bit later. I think we finish with those. Keep the best till the end.
Exactly. But it is, I know, amazing. I'm trying to focus. I know you're trying to focus. We're just so excited about this. So you can tell our lovely podcast listeners, we're so excited about the X.
We are.
Okay.
We are. Oh, we are. I just can't wait for the iX to like properly be rolled out, and seeing them on the roads is going to be mega. But I digress. I will stay focused and talk about the X4,
yes.
Which is the next of our X's to get excited about. The X4 came on the scene in 2014. And then the Gen 2 was in 2018, 4 years later. Now, another feature that we have to mention that premiered in 2014 with the X4, which combined the typical sort of characteristics of an X model, but also with the sporty elegance and the contours of a coupe. And that was a kind of signature look for the X4. And it really combined the robustness of an X, but with the muscular power of a sports car. It really was... it was and it is magnificent. Do really like the X4 and what it stands for. But the exterior design continued the distinctive character of the first generation, but in a sort of more cleaner and modern surface design that it looked really, really unique, really, really stunning. Mm. And I think this car kind of epitomizes sophistication meeting performance. It's elegance meeting off-road, which you don't tend to see that often. But the X4 does it really, really well. You've got the stunning interior with the SensorTech dashboard, which is just so amazing. And then you've got the most intelligent driver assistance systems at that time, which included the Driver Assistant Plus. With all of that, the X4 just raised the bar. It really did. It set a sort of a whole new standard when it comes to SUVs.
Most definitely. Now, for people like me that get confused about, you know, which one is which, here's a little trick. The X2, the X4, and the X6, so 2, 4, and 6, those models are always the slightly sportier ones compared to their direct car brothers, the X1, the X3, and the X5, 135, right?
Nice.
So there you go. That's my little trick.
Okay. And also, that reminds me, it goes back to sort of the podcast that we did all about the naming of different BMW models, and it kind of takes us back to the theories behind the names of each model. So if you haven't listened to that one, have a listen. I don't know what the podcast was called. Something about nomenclature, was it? Or was it just naming? BMW naming.
Naming, nomenclature, BMW names, why we call them, what we call them, something like that.
Now, the X2 generation that came out in 2018 is really considered the youthful offshoot of the X1. That's how it was kind of talked about a lot when it first came out in 2018. And that's because there's that design and coupe character. But also the BMW X2 just really redefines that strikingly sporty road presence. And that's what it was at its core, the sportiness that it had. And also, you've got the exclusive design elements of the Edition M mesh, which gave it even more of an impressive look, a real standout look, because it had that impressive BMW mesh kidney in a high gloss black. Don't know if you remember that. And, you know, the aesthetic design just extended from the exterior through the X2 foiling on the bonnet and the sides of the vehicle to the imposing M aerodynamic wheels. So it really, again, you know, was a bit of a standout. And then if you look to the interior of the BMW X2, it was as equally sporty and stylish as you would expect.
Most definitely. It was a stunner, yeah, wasn't it? Now, taking it to another level, the X7.
Oh. It's nice.
It's a monster.
It's really nice.
It's just
so comfortable.
Wow. I mean, it was first announced in March of 2014 and was officially unveiled in 2018. That's like teasing a Hollywood blockbuster film for 4 years.
And it's amazing how, so obviously it is the biggest X to date, but it's amazing how quickly, so I sort of test drove it. And at first, you know, looking at it from the outside, thinking, whoa, how am I going to drive this car? It's huge. Yeah. It's so big. And you get used to it in an instant. And all of a sudden, I got very used to the comfort and luxury of it. It's like, oh yes, I can see myself driving this car. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so, so luxurious, so comfortable. And of course, you've still got that performance, as you would expect from a BMW.
Oh, most definitely. And like you said, it's the most luxurious and noble X yet. And it truly pushes the boundaries of what a luxury SUV is. Yeah. It is literally the biggest X to date. Yeah. Seven-seater, double wishbone at the front, five-link axle as the xDrive all-wheel drive, and the eight-speed automatic transmission, two 12.3-inch screens in the interior that controls various functions, and premium driver assistance systems, while the two screens in the back handle onboard entertainment. I mean, this is like a driving ship of the gods, right? The X7, it literally left nothing to be desired.
You're so right. It's definitely, you know, one of those cars that you can enjoy equally as a passenger as you can as a driver. Yeah. Now, we're almost through the entire range of X models, and it is worth noting that they're pretty much all also available as M models. So you've got the X2, X3, X4, X5, X6, and X7 available as an M model. Now, these outstanding automobiles combine, you know, the ultimate, don't they? The presence and versatility of a BMW X model, but also with the high performance aspirations of BMW M. And we love a car with the M badge. Wear that badge proudly, because it just, you know, it oozes sort of sportiness and that sense of adventure and adrenaline to the BMW X classics. Now, the first generation of the X5M and the X6M, which came out back in 2009, well, actually today, the third generation has up to 625 horsepower and will since 2019 with its, let's call them little brothers and sisters, the X3M and X4M, up to 510 horsepower. So that basically means 0 to 100 in no less than 3.8 seconds. Thank you very much.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah. I'll say yes to that. Yeah, I mean, that's phenomenal. For cars of those sizes, you know, speeds 0 to 100 in 3.8 seconds.
Can you imagine? No.
Amazing. Amazing.
No way. Fantastic.
Now, this is where we find the good stuff starts, because we're going to start talking about the iX3 and the iX.
Most definitely.
Which, of course, are the two all-electric Xs that have come out very recently. The iX3 came out in 2020. And, well, I mean, I remember when BMW first announced that they were doing the iX3, and I didn't really believe it. I was like, how are you going to make a car of that size and that performance, and it's going to be fully electric and have an amazing range? Is it really possible?
Yeah. How is this possible, right?
Turns out it is possible. And they did it in 2020. And this car is brilliant because it combines performance and efficiency, and it is the first fully electric BMW SUV. So it's really, really exciting. There is nothing else like it in the marketplace. So it really is, one of a kind at the moment. It's obviously the electric version of the X3. And I think it was introduced as a concept car back in 2018. And then the iX3 hit the dealerships in early 2021. So get your orders in now before they sell out, is what I would say. Can you tell I'm a fan?
Exactly.
I'm not on commission, by the way. Just a sad
Nikki
fan.
Just wants you to buy it so she can become your neighbor, so she can sit inside the car like you did back then.
That's so true. But you know what the weird thing is? Actually, that is what my son does now, my two-year-old son.
Really?
He, honestly, every time I get out of the car with him, I have a daily battle because he wants to just sit in the car. He just says to me, more car, more car, and wants to sit in the driving seat of my lovely BMW X5. I mean, you know, I technically shouldn't complain. I am proud, but it is also very annoying. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I need to get in the house. But anyway, back to the iX3. Because the special part about this car is that with eDrive technology, it has a powerful 286 horsepower, torque of 400 newton meters, all available immediately. And, you know, you don't have to worry about driving long distances anymore. It is massively a thing of the past. You don't need to worry about range anxiety. You, of course, have regeneration braking through the recuperation system where you can put energy back into the battery. And that gives it an official WLTP range of 450 kilometers. Whoa. So, you know, you can do your long distances and not have to worry. So I think it's very exciting and just shows that the future of electric SUVs really is right now.
Most definitely. Most definitely. All right. So, Nikki, that was the iX3 in 2020, but we're in 2021. Let's talk about the iX.
Drum roll, please.
Luxury, elegant minimalism, the latest engine technology, maximum comfort, monolithic design, and also this really unique feeling of space. I mean, what could I possibly be talking about other than the iX, right? Nothing. A spaceship? No, the vehicle of a new generation. It's the iX. Come on, guys.
I love
right?
how you introduced that. I think you should have done the voiceover for the, you know, the when the car first came
out. I'm just a huge
should
fan.
Should have done the campaign.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, maybe who knows? Maybe it's more than just the vehicle of a new generation. I mean, the iX, it's, I don't know, it's almost like a milestone in the eSUV world, right? I mean, it embodies the mobility of the future, a new driving experience for us all. I mean, there were even two interviews that we did. I did an interview with him, and Nikki, you did an interview with him, with Kai Lange, the lead designer of BMW i, and we spoke at length about the work that he has been doing on the iX, and it's just fascinating just to hear everything. And let's talk about the statistics. An impressive range, WLTP of up to 630 kilometers with technical precision, progress, and suitability for everyday use. I mean, Nikki, when you said for the iX3, you know, the whopping 450 kilometers, like, people, if that doesn't blow you away.
Yeah.
Driving with an electric car and an SUV like the iX3 is possible, but with the iX, it's going to put every single skeptic to shame.
Totally, totally. Right? Well, I read an article the other day which I thought was really funny. It's like, we're not going to have range anxiety anymore. We're going to go back to bladder anxiety, and you're going to need to stop to go to the loo first before you're going to need to stop to charge.
Which, I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Which I thought is totally true, isn't it? Of course,
it's
you're
true.
Not going to drive 630 kilometers in one go.
No.
So yeah, truly, truly incredible. Yeah, what an amazing achievement and a game
I
changer. A game changer.
Yeah, most definitely. And not just, you know, what's under the hood, but let's talk about the completely new interior experience with the newly redesigned iDrive was the logical choice, right? For simple, natural operation, all displays, they're curved towards the driver or projected onto the windscreen via the head-up display, the extensive driver assistance systems. I mean, the iX is just a future-oriented, fully electric SUV of the premium class. It is truly remarkable.
Yes, and the interior really is so unique. It is such a premium class. It's so special. You kind of feel like you're traveling first class on a flight. It just is. It doesn't feel like it's a car. It really is. It's in a sort of a league of its own, and it's mad that it is just a car there to get you from A to B.
Crazy,
but
right?
It's very, very special. Almost made it through to some of our favorite features of the various X's. So many different models to get excited about. But actually, we have saved the best for last.
Yes.
Any ideas what it might be? Actually, you sort of hinted at it earlier with a
little story,
Jonathan.
I did hint at it a little bit. Yeah, that's true. I hinted at it a bit.
Well, it gives this amazing individual aura, an impressive presence, and features exclusive equipment details. Any ideas? Getting closer. But it is, of course, none other than the X5 and X6 limited edition black vermilion and the X7 limited edition in frozen black metallic.
Wow.
And if you haven't seen them, Google it immediately, because you need to see what these cars look like. They are absolutely stunning. So, so striking. With the X5 and X6 black vermilion, sort of the central focus is the interplay between the colours black and red. And, you know, if you see it drive past, you'll know instantly, you know, your jaw is dropping. It's just incredible. The front grille is, I mean, basically the whole car is black, isn't it? And then the front grille is this red, these red stripes. And it's just, it stands out like no other car.
Yeah. Just like I said on the roundabout, it just stood out. Everybody slowed down and just looked at it.
Yeah.
And then you try and piece it together, like, what does it look like? Does it look like something from, like, a spaceship, Star Wars, Black Star, but like a snake venom? But, like, you can't – look at me. I can't even describe it. It is its own thing. You must Google it. You must be in awe of it. And when you do see it on the street, your jaw will drop, just like mine did.
It really is. And actually, we mentioned it, that distinguishing feature of that BMW double kidney grille. And the red color, it's called chili red. And it's pretty hot. It's hot to look at, that's for sure. And it creates this amazing contrast to the BMW individual special paint finish, which is the frozen black metallic. And we will get onto that in a moment. But basically, the red kidneys sort of showcased to maximum effect in the BMW X6 Black Vermilion Edition, because you've got the illuminated iconic glow kidneys, which are used to draw even more attention to the unusually colourful painted struts. It's definitely an eye catcher.
Most definitely. And, you know, the interior is also as stunning as the exterior. The BMW individual full leather trim merino black, it's additionally enhanced by edition-specific red contrast stitching for both the driver's seat and the front passenger seat. So that black and red contrast is also in the interior. Now, inside the BMW X5 Black Vermilion, these red accents are also going to be found on the rear seats as well. Likewise, the edging on both the front and rear floor mats is finished in red. Plus, a finely crafted edition logo on the cup holder cover in a black piano finish emphasizes the limited model's exclusivity. I mean, they were even thinking about the cup holder. I mean, come on.
If you pay attention to the detail of the cup holder, you know you're winning.
Exactly, exactly.
And then finally, we get onto the, well, I think this is a standout car, isn't it? The X7 Frozen Black. I mean, you thought you couldn't get any more exclusive with the X5 and X6 Black Vermilion. Well, guess again, because the X7 Frozen Black Edition stands for noble elegance, simple, exquisite, and black. And it really is exactly that. I mean, it's a very discreet colour restraint that truly makes this 5.15 metre long and over 2 metre wide 7-seater an absolute knockout. It really is amazing. And of course, this time with the M Sport brake calipers in black and the 22-inch Y-spoke 768i alloy wheels, which are finished in an Orbit grey matte. Wow. I think that's all that needs to be said. Just a big wow.
Big wow. Big wow.
Yeah, that is amazing.
And there we have it. We made it with focus and determination and style and elegance up to the very end. We made it.
Yes, we did. There we go. That is everything you need to know about all the special features of BMW X's.
And if you think that we're excited about it, I'm sure that, you know, the podcast listeners and all BMW fans are just drooling, just listening to it. So just please go on over and check out the website. Put in Black Vermilion for the X5 or the X6. Type in Frozen Black for the X7 and just look at these beauties. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. And do let us know in the comments of wherever you're listening. What have you thought to our podcast? Give us some feedback.
Yes. We'd love to hear from you. Well, that's it from us. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Changing Lanes.
If you did enjoy this episode, do make sure you subscribe to our podcast for all future episodes.
And to dive deeper into all things BMW, not just the X, although we could talk for hours on end about it, head on over to BMW.com to learn more.
I'm Nikki Shields.
And I'm Jonathan Tilley.
And this has been Changing Lanes.
See you next time.